Hey guys, it's Stephen Iss and it's Sunday the 9th of October. I keep meaning to do audio boos more often, but for some reason I'm really busy and keep forgetting to do them, so apologies for that. But anyway, I thought I'd do one just looking back at my week. I don't really know where to start, to be honest. It's been a good week, a crazy week, a sad week, and yeah, a lot's been going on. But anyone who knows me is probably going to know where I'm going to start. So on Thursday, it was announced that Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, passed away after a long fight with cancer. Everyone should know who Steve Jobs is. You know, everyone that's got an iPhone, you know, an iMac, an iPod, etc. Obviously, he's the designer and creator and, you know, intelligent mind behind all of those. And yeah, I knew that he was ill, and obviously he resigned as chairman and CEO 2 weeks ago. So everyone knew that he wasn't doing very well, but I have to say I wasn't expecting it to be this soon. And yeah, I was really devastated, you know. I know it sounds a bit geeky, etc., but he really did change the computer world. He changed the music industry. We wouldn't have downloads without him. He changed the phone industry, and he changed the computer industry within regards to sort of laptops and desktops, you know. They're all different, you know, they're not like PCs, and it's probably the only massive corporation that has a cult following, or a kind of a cult following. So yeah, it was a big loss really, and I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. But hopefully, you know, the people at Apple are going to continue on in his honour and continue producing great products, and I've got no doubt of that. But yeah, you know, a great shame to lose such a brilliant, intelligent, you know, legend of a person, and hopefully he'll never be forgotten. His autobiography comes out, I think, the end of this month now. I think they've moved the date forward. So everyone that's a fan of his should definitely buy that and, yeah, read about what he achieved in his life, because it was a lot. And considering how he grew up, etc., he did amazing, to be honest. But anyway, enough about Steve Jobs. I had a busy week at work. I was up in London yesterday. That's always a good experience. I love watching like the regular people that travel back and forth to London, how they get on a train and basically zone out, and then when their stop arrives, they just wake up and get off. And it's like, I guess if you do it regularly, you know, you have to do that, otherwise you're just going to go insane. And I have to say, if I was doing a trip to London every day, I would probably go mental and have a breakdown. It's always good fun, and I'm up in London a lot more often this now, so it's probably going to be me that gets into a strange routine of not talking to people and just being like a brick wall, basically. But we'll see. But yeah, you know, things are going really well. I'm sort of embracing my metrosexual side, as people have called me for years, a lot more recently. Obviously, I'm spending a lot of time with @Louise on Twitter, who's a massive fashion person, and yeah, I think it's making me more aware of my fashion appearance, etc. So yeah, I've been spending way too much time shopping recently at Superdry and other places, and, you know, just got new glasses and sunglasses, and now I'm really thinking about, you know, what goes with what, etc. And following a lot more fashion bloggers as well on Twitter, which I haven't ever done before. But yeah, it's interesting, you know, getting people's points of view, etc. But at the end of the day, you still got to be your own unique person. So I'm still trying to do that, but like still trying to embrace what's cool. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there on Twitter that like to be different and like to do things in their own way and have their own opinions and aren't afraid to say them. So, yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know, reassessing myself as a whole at the moment. I guess that's a good way of putting it, which is good. But yeah, so everything's cool. Still tweeting fairly regularly, not as much as I used to. Still got a million blogs to do, a million video blogs to do, and lots of stuff outstanding. But I'll get around to it eventually. I'm probably going to do another audio boo after this because I'm running out of time, because you can only do 5 minutes, I think. So yeah, I hope everyone's cool, and looking forward to Christmas, because it's like almost Halloween now. And yeah, then after Halloween you can officially talk about Christmas, so that's cool. Anyway, I'll speak to you in a bit, guys. Bye.